He is music. I think that God created the music, you know, and the first thing he designed was Toots. I say, oh, yeah, okay. That's a human being and music in the same,
yeah.
You know, with the same body. This is really incredible. You know, it's
Ivan Lins over Toots Tielemans. Ivan Lins is al zijn hele carrière lang een grote naam in de Braziliaanse popmuziek, maar het is pas sinds zijn hit Velas in 1981 op dat album The Dude terechtkwam, dat album van Quincy Jones met Toots op de mondharmonica, dat hij plots ook een grote naam werd in de USA. En je weet, als je het maakt in de USA, dan maak je het overal in de muziek. Zo vertelde Ivan Lins aan journalist Peter de Bakker in een interview voor het boek Toets 90.
That would make that song so known, you know, by the Americans internationally. Having Toots, you know, the way he played, and you know, was really amazing. And I was a huge fan of him, you know, for a long time, you know, since we were, you know, Bluesette was one of my first songs I played to play.
Really?
Yeah. Was, and I was, in fact, I was 18 years old, you know, but When I wrote a lyric for Bousset in the Brazil project, I said I told that was 17. And the album Brazil Project, one number one, has Bousset, you know, sang in Portuguese.
I know.
So in the lyric, I wrote the lyric.
Iva Lins schreef dus die tekst voor Bousset in het Portugees voor de Brazil Project in 1992.
Primeira vez que eu ouvi Bousset, tinha eu 17. Ah, foi bom, meu coração ficou feliz e bem que eu quis ouvir Elis duelando com Toots e eu no bis. Ah, sonhei tanto em tocar Bousset, mais de vez, mais de sete.
Zoals dat te vinden is op de Brazil Project in 1992 met de Portugese, Braziliaanse tekst van de hand van Ivan Lins, de grote vriend van Toots uit Rio de Janeiro. En die vriendschap gaat terug tot zijn compositie Velas in die opname van Quincy Jones, 10 jaar eerder in 1981, van daarnet. En een paar jaar later ontmoeten ze elkaar in het echt, Toots Tielemans en Ivan Lins.
He is one of the most, you know, beautiful persons I ever met in my life. Sometimes Toots is my oldest brother. Sometimes he's my father. Sometimes he's my grandfather. He can be
all
three figures, you know, in the same person, you know, depending on where and the situation. Because he is, you know, he is so nice and so, you know, I would like to be, when I grow up, I would like to be like him. You know, I'm still, you know, I feel sometimes like, you know, I have 17. You know, I want to be like this man.
Ivan Lins bedenkt zich soms dat hij als volwassene wilde worden zoals Toots Tielemans, artiest en creatief en tegelijk heel persoonlijk en attent met zorg voor iedereen. Wat maakt de Toots muzikaal dan zo sterk voor Ivan Lins?
Is a gift he has and unexplainable, because gifts we cannot explain. Mm-hmm. Definitely it's not, it's about
it was
DNA,
born with...
it comes in the DNA.
Yeah.
And we, and it's there. It's mm-hmm. only there. You know, it's, you know. He does things that, you know. He is. I think that he's the only musician in the world that I cannot remember to listen. He play in a cliche. In improvising, he doesn't have that. That very jazzy cliches of phrases.
Mm-hmm.
He's unique all the time, and he's, you know, it's, always it's infinite, you know, creation, you know. I don't know how he can find so many, you know, ideas, you know. It's all having new idea, and it never repeats himself, you know. Uh-huh. You never can find it, you know. Because, you know, sometimes in a piano player says, or, you know.
You know,
the
typical lines.
You know, it's the same, you know. But he never does that.
Inderdaad, Toots kon je nooit betrappen op die typische jazzfrases, die clichés waar iedereen op terugvalt als de inspiratie wegvalt. En inspiratie had hij altijd, althans, zo leek het toch, in lekenoren zoals die van ons.
Since we became friends in 1986, it's incredible how you change a key. You say, okay, but no, we're gonna play another key. It's gonna be this key. Or sometimes you don't tell him the key, and he starts to play. Like, he, you know, I think he has 360 degrees of the music in his head. You know, it's incredible. You know, there's no bad key. There's no nothing. He can play anything in any rhythm, because he plays samba. He has the swing samba.
Yeah, but
and tango. If it's tango, he plays.
He will do it.
And
yeah.
He will do it. There's a salsa, Cuban salsa. The same. He can. But this is a gift. This was born with him.
Mm-hmm.
No,
it's a talent.
It's a beautiful and gift he has. That made him, you know, so special musician in the world, because he is really celebrated by any musician. You know, I've been playing with him and seeing him playing and listening him playing. Tell me, what is the musician of the century? For me, it's Toots Thielemans. I used to tell to everyone, you know, I've never seen a musician like him.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think that he was the most incredible musician. It's like Pelé in the football. Yeah, it is. It is.
Ja, zoals Pelé op het voetbalveld speelde met de bal, zo speelt Toots Thielemans muziek op het allerhoogste niveau. Pure ernst, maar het blijft wel een spel. Thank you. Soms geraakt de toets zodanig gegrepen door een lied dat hij tijdens de opname, tijdens de sessie in de studio, begon te huilen van ontroering. Het gebeurde ook hier bij deze Começar de Novo, een van de grote klassiekers van de Braziliaan Ivan Lins.
Yeah, the same happened with Começar de Novo. Yeah, he cried and he was
when
crying
when he was recording it.
Yes.
On the Brazilian project. Yeah.
In the Brazilian project, and that solo is for me one of the most incredible solos I ever heard.
Well,
by a soloist.
Oh,
you know,
really?
Including all the musicians I've known, I've heard, you know, in my life, you know, and was the first take.
Was that the first take?
In the first
and
take.
As the first tune on that CD. Yeah.
It was in the first take because he did a rehearsal before, and nobody was recording. You know, he does just a little light. You know, he was very testing.
Huh?
You know, he that, and then. Okay, let's tape that. Okay, and he did that is, and for me, it's the best recording of that song for me.
De Braziliaan Ivan Lins bij journalist Peter de Bakker in een interview voor het boek Toets 90. Começar de Novo geraakte bekend in Brazilië door een televisiereeks over een dame die haar leven opnieuw moet beginnen na een echtscheiding. Later werd de reeks uitgezonden in tientallen andere landen en zo geraakte Ivan Lins en bij uitbreiding ook Toets weer bekend in al die landen waar dat op televisie kwam. En Toets voelde bijzonder goed aan waar de muziek over ging.
I was playing piano. I was playing with the piano, acoustic piano, and he was in the booth, you know.
Yeah,
with the harmonica, and then he was crying. You know. And I arrived that he was. It was like, woo, you know. He's a very emotional person, but he detects when the song is good. That is a beautiful thing about him. When Toots loves the song, really loves it, he's totally emotional. Be certain, you can be sure that the song is really beautiful. I've seen him when he plays Nikita Park. That is a masterpiece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and my favorite album. That he have done is the one he did with Bill Evans.
Yeah.
The duo. Because, first of all, because Bill Evans is a very special musician for my life, too. The piano player is my instrument, it's my idol, you know, it's the, you know, one of that I really followed, you know, as a pianist. And the way he thinks, improvising, his melodic is very melodic. It's the way I love. Improvising, you know, it's not that kind of million notes.
No.
It's very melodic, you know. And then, and both together, because Toots is totally melodic. It's incredibly melodic. Both together, was such a what a meeting, you know. So for me, it's so special album. I have that album separated. I have some albums that I really have separated
in my special
place. Special place.
That is collection.
Elected
special place.
Yes. And okay. This is one of them.
Thank you.
Evans, de grote Bill Evans en de Pelé van de jazzmuziek, Toets Tielemans. Dat zijn de woorden van Ivan Lins. En het is een plaat die Ivan Lins in een heel speciale plek bewaart in zijn huis in Brazilië.